No, that's never going to happen. Haim, you, I'm Skula, which is, you know, we take it for granted that we're the Jewish people, we're the chosen people, everything's good, right? You have to understand that one has to be deserving of such a thing. And we aren't always deserving. That's how we get punished. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never going to change. There's never going to be a time HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, okay, guys, you've messed up once too many. You know, I'm going with the Muslims. They seem to be winning the game today. You know, we'll go with them. Or the Chinese, or the Japanese, or whatever it is. That's for sure. There's no such thing. Because Baruch Hu made the firm commitment to Avraham Avinu that Atsoiv Kol HaDoros, his descendants are going to be the chosen nation. Am Yisrael.
In Moshe's time, he tried to get rid of us.
Who?
In Moshe's time, he tried to get rid of us.
He didn't really try.
He wanted Moshe to daven.
First of all, he never said he's going to switch us for a different nation.
He never said switch. Absolutely.
Second of all, he said to Moshe, "Listen, these guys are no good. I'm gonna
build a nation from you.
Eschel goy godel, you exactly. I'm gonna make you into. You know, let's rebuild from scratch. It's always the same nation. That is what happened in the Holocaust. Hashem Yirachem. Had to clear the plate, start again. Few times in history." And Klal Yisrael has like veered totally away from the path.
That was total annihilation, though.
It required a rebuilding from scratch. Because Baruch Hu handpicked a couple of Gedolim, powerhouses. You know, Rav Moshe, Rav Yaakov, the Satmar Rebbe. You know, Rav Ruderman, the people who rebuilt Klal Yisrael. You know, what was his name? Weissmandel.
Klausenberger Rebbe.
Klausenberger, sure. Handpicked a few, and out of that they rebuilt Klausel in Bederach Neis. So, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu never abandoned us.
No exchange.
No exchange, ever. And we never abandoned him, because we've...
Well, if we do, we take pay the consequences.
Yeah. Now comes a fascinating idea, which we need to, like, focus a little bit to understand. What happens in Bris Ben Hasorim? Right. Picture this scene, huh? You know, nowadays the chosen colors, the chosen does all the shtick, right? You see these pictures of you know, like a helicopter landing on a beach and somebody else is set up on the beach like a heart of flowers, you know, and he proposes on the... I've seen these things. Okay? Imagine, right? We land on the beach and, you know, in that scenario, okay, that's what's going on at Bris Ben Hasorim, basically. That kesher was going, that commitment was being made over there. What did Hashem say to Avraham Avinu at the Bris Ben Hasorim? So let's read this and try and understand what's going on. So these are concepts that require thought. You know, we don't just go weiter and say, that's very nice. We have to think about this. Matnas HaChosam. Toich kedei krisus bris ben hasorim. In the middle of the krisus bris ben hasorim, in the middle of the parsha this week of bris ben hasorim, hoidia hakadosh baruch hu l'Avraham Avinu. Hoidia hakadosh baruch hu l'Avraham Avinu. Hakadosh baruch hu says to Avraham Avinu the following: Yodoya teida. You should know. Your descendants are going to be strangers in a land that's not theirs. They're going to enslave them. And they're going to torture them for 400 years. What's going on here? That's a very nice way to develop a relationship, right? Something's going on here. What does this all mean? Inyan zeu lechora tamua ve'eno darka shiloylam. That's not the way we build a relationship normally, right? Mekubal shelifnei achasuna, lifnei achasna. It's the accepted practice is before the wedding. Hachotzen sholeach lekalosoi savloinus v'doroinus. He sends all kind of gifts and presents to the kala, right? What do they do by the Arabs? 12 cows, 50 cows, or I don't know what they used to, donkeys or cows, I don't know what the, you know, that's the accepted thing, though. It's been like we send gifts by Yaakov, we saw by you know, that the Chosen took out, by Rochel, they took out all the presents, and, or by, not Baruch, by Eved Avron, by Eliezer, with the, by Yotze, or Eved, Kle Kesev, Kle Zov, Smolois, by Iten, and he gave it to the Kala over there. So that's the accepted norm. The Ilu Khan here, Matnoso Shel HaChosen Hi, what's the gift the Chosen is giving here? Va'avodum ve'inu oisom arba me'oishona. Haytochen. This is what you tell the Kala at the time of you know, of what we call an engagement.
Question. That was in response to Gamar Eidel. Avraham Avinu asked, "How will I know?" And then Kodesh Baruch Hu could have changed his mind and said, "Right, you've asked a question."
Well, it's not mashma that he changed his mind.
No, but Avraham Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "I'm going to give this land to you," right? And then Avraham Avinu says, "Gamar Eidel." And I thought he was punished for saying for more Eidah, he didn't have enough bitachon. Okay. And therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you don't have enough bitachon on me, then I'll make you work for it.
Okay, I hear that. You're right. Yeah, we're talking more on the drush aspect of what's going on over there, but you're right. That's a posh pshat of there was a slight flaw, Chazal said, there was a slight flaw then of Avram's question, and that's why we had to go through the Kura Barzel, we had to go through the furnace to get clet. But in our theme of what that we're trying to develop here, that was the beginning of the relationship. So what is this all about? And it's a very deep concept, and it's a beautiful concept. Now listen to the Maharal. Hamaral Mevayer Shele'itim. Sometimes, very sometimes, hopefully, Bnei Zug Nikloim Levikuchim Lemerivois. Couples get into arguments, discussions, arguments. Happens. Ad she'em megim lematzav sheboy abal toyen ki anisuyim umekach tos. Sometimes, unfortunately more common today, can get to the stage where the husband can feel that this marriage was a mekach tos. Why? Huvra loy shirayoso eino doyme klal lukalo kifisho isen niris labishas eirusin. This is not the girl that I betrothed. Not the girl that I went out with. The girl that I got engaged to. Stranger. I don't know this woman. Okay. V'loy al das kenu noso itol isha. You know, I'm not interested in arguments and cold shoulders and silence treatments and all the rest. This is not what I married. Okay. V'shel kach. For this reason, Higla Kodesh Baruch Hu is Zaroi Shel Avram Lecheshkas Eretz Mitzrayim. HaKodesh Baruch Hu exiled the descendants of Avram Avinu into the darkness of Eretz Mitzrayim. Le'oiso Golus Noirois Shebo Nishtaku B'nei Yisrael B'mentes Sharei Tumo. Into that terrible Golus where Klal Yisrael dropped to the 49th level of Tumah. Ba'oitzah Shah Husro Mayim Tiferes Avoyseim. At that time, you could not recognize the color. If you looked at the color, you looked at the color, you said, this is the color that Avraham Avinu, no shaykhus, right? The crown of glory that was the descendants of Avraham Avinu was gone. 49th level of Tumah. Okay, today we understand what that means a little bit more, right? The internet, the Tumah that's out there today. In fact, there's an Orach Chaim HaKodesh that says that before Moshiach comes, Klal Yisrael is going to drop to the 50th level of Tumah. Ah, it says by Mitzrayim they wouldn't have survived.
The Torah.
Orach Chaim HaKodesh says we have the Torah that can pull us out of that. But Klal Yisrael was unrecognizable in Mitzrayim. They were involved in all the tumah of Mitzrayim, right? Yumushubodim, they were totally subservient, beguf uveruach, in body and spirit, lechomrios hamitzris. They were totally like, you couldn't, I don't want to say this, but they were totally embedded in the Mitzri culture. Davka mitoich matzav nochu zeh. Dafka, from that low ebb, that Klal Yisrael found themselves at that time, Lekocham Hashem loy lekala. That's when Hashem said, okay, now I want to marry you. I remember the chesed of your youth, avas, the love of kluloi sayich, right, of loshen kala, right, lechtech acharai b'midbar b'eres loy zerua. How you just followed me into the desert, into a land, a barren land, right? That's referring to Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? Hakadosh Baruch Hu, hachosen machriz b'zois. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying with this? What's going on over here? He's saying, Lokachti eschem li le'om. I took you as a nation, as a wife, Kaviyocho, kesheoyisim b'madrego hanemucho b'yoyseh. You were at the lowest level, the worst possible shape that a person could be, right? B'matzav ha'yorud b'yoyseh. Terrible. Shuv lo uchal litoin, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can never ever taina after that, ki hoyo kan mekachtos. It's a beautiful concept. The Maharal saying that dafka, I'm gonna put Klal Yisrael into a matzav, and at that point I'm gonna put the ring on. I'm gonna close the deal. When Klal Yisrael is at such a low ebb, why? So that I can never have a taina and say there was a mekachtos here. I married a beautiful Avraham Avinu. What is this? He's descended to Mitzrayim. I never married that. I don't want to do anything with that. No, dafka. That's the nation that merited all the nisim and the tremendous gilui, right? Yamsuf, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the nisim, right? That dafka that time. Lemato mi madregazu leolam leitagil. Again, I'm not going to go into this. Orach Chaim says different, but he's saying here that this is the lowest level you're going to ever get to. Zui kavonas divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu bebrit ben Habtzorim. That's what Hashem's telling Avraham Avinu at the time of the engagement at brit ben Habtzorim. Va'avodum ve'inu ha'yisom arba me'ashono. Dahainu shimimatzav zeh ekach ha'yisom lila'om. It's a concept that needs thought. It needs... One has to wrap oneself around this idea. Because we're talking about concepts that are hard to understand in the first place. Kodesh Baruch Hu, marriage, Klal Yisrael. Hard concepts. But to bring it down a little bit, he's comparing it to this kind of a matzah. So that's the first shlav, what we call the shidduch, right? The vork. Now we go to the second stage in the marriage process, and that's the erusin. Hashlav hasheni kaviyochol hoyo haerusin beklal Yisrael haKadosh Baruch Hu. The erusin between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Yisbarach hoitzies kalosoi mitoich sivlois mitzrayim b'hoisois uvemoivsim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his betrothed, his beloved one, out of Mitzrayim with tremendous nisim and miracles. V'yiftiach lo, and he promised them at the time, V'erashtich li le'oilom, I'm going to betroth you forever. V'erashtich li le'oilom, it's going to be an eternal keshet. Mikan ve'elechem nichshovim le'am ha'nivchar. From this point on, they are the chosen nation. V'hem miyuchodim rak la'ashem ve'lo le'gorem acher. They are miyuchodim. They are the special child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'loy l'gorei macher, and not to any other power, not to any other being, not America, not to any other nation who tries to feel that they're the parent company of Eretz Yisrael. We belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avodai heim v'loy avodim la'avodim. When Klal Yisrael took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he said to them, from now on, you're going to be my servants and my servants only. Avodai heim v'loy avodim la'avodim. Al yedei ha'erusin nasis hakalo mekudeshes l'choson. Through the process of erusin, the kala becomes mekudeshes to the choson, which means dedicated sole property of the choson. umyuchedes loy, and special to him. So too, the same thing happened. Yeah, Mitzias Mitzrayim, they became the miyuchodim to Hakadosh Baruch Hu and not to any other nation, not to any other power. Then comes the third stage, but the chuppah.
The shidduch was Avraham Avinu, and then the erusin was Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Yeah. And the third stage is the chuppah, right? Hashlav hashlishi hu shlav hachuppah. Third stage is the shlav of the chuppah. Hu mamad har Sinai, which is mamad har Sinai, right? Torah tzivalonu Moshe, Moirosho kilat Yaakov, atikri Moirosho, el Moirosho, right? The throat. Hu mamad har Sinai shiboy nemar vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem came down onto Har Sinai. Kechoson hayoyte likras kala, like a choson who comes out of the chuppah to greet his kala and brings her into the chuppah. Right? Hakadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol nosan gam tabas kiddushin lekraiso. Hakadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol also gave a ring, right? The ring of the kiddushin to Klal Yisrael. What's that? Elu hen luchos habris, aseres hadibros. These are the aseres hadibros. Sheheim tamtzis kol haTorah kulo. Aseres hadibros is the tamtzis, the that's a good translation. Essence of kol haTorah kulo. Now it says something very interesting. Ukemoyshe megale esozneinu agoin Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Chover zatzal. Just like the goin Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Chover said, describing this beautiful relationship between Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Vehu kesher ha'amitz v'hachozok shenizkachu Yisrael lo yizborach la'aruso b'matan Torah. This is this firm, strong kesher that Klal Yisrael were niskadesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an aruso b'matan Torah. V'nimshal dovo zeh letabas hanusuno ba'etzba. It can be comparable, can be compared to a ring that a choson gives his color at the chuppah. Why? Hu kesher aluchos. The luchos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave is similar to the ring. How is that? It says very nice. Sheboy nechkechu aseres hadibrois sheheim kesuvim be'etzba elokim. It says v'ha luchos, right? Ma'ase elokim heima kesuvim be'etzba elokim. There's some other words in between there, but that's the pasuk of that. It says kesuvim be'etzba elokim. There's a reference to the etzba there of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unasonon hu yizborach li Yisrael alo etzba. And he kaviyochol gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael to put on their finger. How is that? K'moy she'nemar, it says a pasuk in Mishle. B'ni shmor amorai u'mitzvoisa. Keep my words and my mitzvahs. Koshrom al etzba oisecho. Tie them onto your fingers. A reference to the tefillin that we tie onto our hand. But it's the concept is the Torah that was given be etzba was put onto the etzba of Klal Yisrael. Kavei yochol. That's what he's trying to say. It's deep in yonim that I have no shaykhus to, but that's what he's referencing here. Koshrom al etzba yisecho, koshrom al luach lipecho. Ma'amar ha'chupa hazeh mugdar benusach ha'paiton. In the machzor of Shavuos it says, Elyon, it's a song, those people know the song, Elyonim sosu v'sachtoinim ilzu b'kabolas ha'toiru ha'ksuba misina. Toyar kalo mo'oy nis'alo. Kabbalah zoim yoim ze aseres hadibros. Furosh, Kabbalah aseres hadibros is like toyar kalom oid nisalo. description of a kala who's very oidnis Allah, very
loftily exalted.
Yeah. It's a good translation. Not solo. I think we will leave it here. Tomorrow we will talk about the concept of kofalem hakegigis. Why did it have to be done in a way of they were forced to, you know, Kaviyochel Kladius were forced to take the Torah. And he explains it, and it wasn't really forced. It's interesting. Interesting. The Sholim, we'll see tomorrow. Shem.